T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on JFH.
This one is called Knives Out. Apparently it has some connection to Thanksgiving. Is it just the title that has a connection?
Knives Out
by Radiohead.
And what is it, like a ballad?
I don't know.
Knives Out doesn't sound like it should be some hardcore.
Apparently it's getting ready to cut the turkey, okay?
Fine.
Knives Out.
Fine. Yeah, who says that at Thanksgiving?
I don't.
Knives Out!
Radiohead, maybe.
Okay, maybe.
Kendall Gammon joins us, radio analyst for the Chiefs Radio Network. Saw a whale of a game last night. Take us through the aftermath, Kendall. Your situation on getting home, what it was like, how you came down off calling that incredible game.
Well, you know, it's always tough late games like that, especially when you're on the coast. And, you know, I think I got to bed about a little after 6 a.m. this morning, so... it's tough. We get away from the stadium about an hour after the game's done, and it takes a little while to get there. Then they've got to get everything loaded up. So it's a process. But again, this is my 26th year in the league in some way, shape, or form. So it's just part of it. You deal with it. And, you know, it's generally a lot easy to deal with when you have a win. Unfortunately, the Chiefs didn't have that. But no doubt it was a great game.
How are the emotions for the guys after the game? I mean, were they okay? I mean, no one's ever okay with losing, but I mean, in that game, 54-51, ups and downs and everything's going, did they bring some positives out of that on the way back?
Well, I think you can. Everybody was pretty down, actually. It was when I went into the locker room, about as quiet as it's been in a while, certainly. Even probably more quiet than New England, even though New England, it's not like they were throwing a party in that loss. But, you know, it's just one of those things. You lay it all out on the line, and you have so many ups and downs and all the different lead changes and you know, possibly have an interception at the end that could have ended it just to go through the hands and then to lose it like they did. It's just it's tough because, you know, I've said this before, and I know you guys know this, but it's tough to win a game in the NFL, let alone how many the Chiefs had won in a row, then doing it on the road and dealing with everything. But I think Andy Reid said it best, I believe it was today, when he said that that game last night will make them, the Chiefs, a better team at the end of the season heading into the playoffs.
Kendall Gammon with us. We're talking about the Chiefs. There were so many remarkable plays, questionable calls, clock management snafus. It just had everything. What's the one play that kind of stands out for you? I will say that it was probably, for me, the interception by Ebukam from the Rams. It was that he returned for the touchdown. I thought that was a huge play for the Rams. What sticks out to you?
You know, that you read my mind. That was the one because, really, he was getting stoned at the line of scrimmage by Mitchell Schwartz. And he kind of fell into that interception. And the fact is, he was there, so you give him credit for it. But that one, none of them really let any steam out of the Chiefs, except for the fact of the last one at the end of the game. But that one was just too bad because it's one thing to get an interception. It's quite another to turn it into a quick pick six like that. And yeah, it's tough because you had Demetrius Harris over there set up and not like he was going to go all the way or anything, but it was a well set up play, and Patrick just didn't see him or didn't get the ball out the way he would like. He was trying to do it very quickly, and he made a few mistakes last night, did Mahomes, but he played pretty darn well also. I think Goff played well also, and this is not me being a homer, but I think most people, I think unbiased, you would look and say that Mahomes, I still think, is the better QB, although, any team would be happy in the league to have either one of them.
Now, we were talking earlier on the show about the defenses, and, you look at that game and you can't say much, but do you think that the Rams defense basically won that game for them last night? I mean, they had the two interceptions, some good turnovers at the right times. Is that fair to say in a game that was 54-51?
I do think that's fair, and I think that's what happened. And, it's too bad because I do think the Chiefs' defense actually played pretty well at times and did some things. But that defense, and particularly the pass rush and the opportune turnovers that the Rams created, what was the difference? Because, the 14 points that the Chiefs offense created for the Rams, or you say the defense of the Rams created, if that doesn't happen, which ifs and ands and buts were candy and nuts and all that stuff. The fact is, the defense of Kansas City, I think, did well, but ultimately, with everything going on, even the special teams, I think it was the defense, and to me, really, Aaron Donald of the Rams that made the difference.
Well, he is a special, special player, for sure. Kendall Gammon joins us. We're talking about the Chiefs. You can hear him and Mitch Holtis and Danny Welniak right here on our sister station, KNSS, for every Chiefs game. Patrick Mahomes deserves every bit of attention he's gotten this year. He's phenomenal. But so is Tyreek Hill, and he seems to really save it for these big moments, these big games, these Monday night, Sunday night games that put him on display. You said earlier you've been around this league for more than a quarter of a century. Who do you compare him to that you've seen, that you've witnessed play? Because I think it's hard to draw a comparison.
No, that's the thing, is I do not compare him to anybody. I've said it on here before. I've been teammates of a lot of Hall of Famers, the fastest of which and the most gifted of which was Rod Woodson. And even seeing Rod a while back when he was doing a national radio broadcast when the Chiefs were home, and we talked about it, and I think he would agree, which is there's just nobody like Tyreek Hill right now. The guy, he's, I think, arguably the fastest player in the league. I think he runs crisp routes now. I think he can not only accelerate, but he can decelerate quicker than anybody. And then he's got a shiftiness and elusiveness to him. And he's just like a running muscle, too. The guy is just, he is probably very much like you in your younger years. Just,
hey, you must have heard stories, Kendall.
Oh, yes, I've heard stories. They are legendary. And but he is an amazing kid, and he is still just a kid. And he's only going to get better. And barring injury, he's got a chance to be even more special than he is right now. And that brings up a point quickly with him and even Mahomes is those two have been they've been tutored in my mind by, I think, Coach Reed and told, which is your value to this team is being healthy and being available. So if you try to take shots and be a hero at times, maybe that'd be okay in the Super Bowl, but any other time you need to make sure and stay healthy. And I like the fact that they're trying to take hits off themselves and get out of bounds sometimes. But all the same, to me, no one compares to him.
When it comes to the bye week, and we're talking about the players, obviously, Sammy Watkins, I didn't see him out there very much last night, even though he's suited up. In your experience, and you've been there for as long as you have, a late bye week, obviously these guys have played 11 games, and you're going to get banged up in playing football that many times. Is it better to have this late bye week for them, and who is anybody banged up, or is everybody pretty good health-wise?
You know what? I don't know. Logic tells you do it in the middle of the season, but I think it's decent because now you've got the stretch run with the five games left, and you hopefully get healthy. But the Chiefs, I don't think they're too banged up, with the exception of we're hearing some talk, anyhow, that Eric Berry may start practicing and go. If that's the case, then that's great, and I'll say the bye week happened at the right time. I mean, he has been working on things. That, you know, hearing that he's day to day every single day since training camp, I know wears on people, and I get that. But all the same, you know, I don't think people give it too much thought when the bye week is within the organization, because you just can't control it. And some years it's in the middle, sometimes it's late, sometimes it's early. I would say this: I don't care for bye weeks when they're early. In the middle or the late, I would prefer. And I think it's going to serve the Chiefs well. It's too bad that you always hate to go into a bye week on a loss. And but this one, while it is a loss, you did perform well, and now they've just got to get their thoughts together and get ready for the stretch run and make sure that they take care of business so they can have that number one seed and make sure that the road to the big game goes through Arrowhead Stadium.
So, and with Sammy Watkins, is he going to probably be all right in 2 weeks to come back?
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I should have addressed that. But again, that's me being hit in the head too many times for 15 years. Yeah.
Trust me, I understand. I'm in the same boat.
Dude is a former hockey player here, so.
Oh, okay. Very nice. You know what? I think Sammy probably will be back. I was surprised he played yesterday. We watched him warm up, and you had Rick Burkhalter, the head trainer, out there the whole time. You even had Brett Veach down there. You, of course, had the coaches for respective positions. And I mean, he looked very concerned. He was running. He seemed to be okay, but I felt like he was favoring it a little bit. They said that, you know, they thought he was okay. Then it just tightened up as it went into the game. I don't know what happened. I just know he didn't play most of the game. I'll say this: Conley responded with one of his best games ever. So that's nice. But he's probably the only one, but from that standpoint, this bye probably comes at a good time. But I'll say this: I still think, and I guess I'll preface it, that was a good offense, obviously, for the Rams last night that we played. But I still think the defense of Kansas City is coming on and making strides. And if you could actually get an Eric Berry back ready to go, and trust me, in my mind, it would probably take a week of practice, a week of real practice, and probably two games before he's back to where he was. But if you got him there and you were ready to go into the playoffs like that, having a healthy Justin Houston, who actually, you know, with those four or five games off, really got some fresh legs, and D Ford doing what he's doing, Chris Jones, and I could go on and on. I think this defense has a chance to be decent still. The numbers are never going to show it, but if that's the case, then you would have a chance to have a defense complement what I still think is the best offense in the league.
Kendall Gammon with us. One more question before we let you go. And if you don't know, Kendall grew up around here. He is a pride of Mulvane, Rose Hill, and Pittsburgh, Kansas. Three towns.
Three towns. That's impressive.
That is impressive.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, absolutely. I got to say hi to Kyle Stedman. He made mention that he likes listening to this. So if Kyle's listening, I give him a shout out in there. That's my first shout out to anybody, I think, on the radio in 26 years. So I try to keep it at a minimum, guys.
Yeah, don't do too much of that. But Kyle's certainly worthy of that. So no question. Now it's about after the bye week, five more games. You alluded to it. It's the stretch run. And trying to do whatever you can to make sure you have home field throughout the playoffs, because that's just so huge.
Yeah, it really is. And I will say this. If that game last night is played on neutral territory, which I think it would have been basically in Mexico City or in Arrowhead, I think it's a different game. That crowd was on it. It was a great atmosphere. I really thought it was cool. But it was difficult to communicate for the Chiefs. And so I do think it helped it. But anytime you can have home field advantage, especially in the playoffs, I think that's huge. And that's what I mentioned early on, which is just the Chiefs need to take care of business, keep doing what they're doing. And if so, and they can make sure everybody comes to Arrowhead, I believe they've got a chance at a deep run.
Before we say goodbye, I want you to again address the Patriots for our producer, Max Power, because that's we've kind of come to look forward to what you say about the Patriots. So if you don't mind, briefly discuss your thoughts on what's going on with the Patriots.
Well, like I said, number one, I think it's going to eventually and soon turn into a train wreck. And sometimes people want to look away. I'm going to go on the front row, and I want to have that ringside seat. And, I think the cracks are going to turn into chasms sooner than later. Now I'm kind of sensationalizing this a little bit just to humor you guys, but I think I hear you chuckling a little bit. I do think it's coming. I mean, they've played better here lately than I thought, but all the same, to me, this really isn't the same Patriots team that it's been in the past. And the Brady era, I do think, is coming to a close very, very soon.
Well, I love it. Thank you, Kendall. We appreciate talking with you. We'll get with you after the bye week, okay?
Yeah, I know right now you guys are saying I'm thankful for that analysis of the Patriots.
I thought it was fantastic.
If you could see Max, it's tremendous stuff. Thanks, Kendall.
Yeah, I'm afraid one of these days that he's going to say, you know what, I couldn't get a hold of Kendall.
We'll see you soon. Thanks.
Take care, guys.
All right, there's Kendall Gammon. That's turned into a fun little deal.
That is.
Weekly talk on the Patriots.
I think it's fantastic. And Max is just upset because the truth hurts sometimes.
Max wants to now Max doesn't have a sense of humor about the Patriots.
No, them or the Bruins.
No.
No, none. I figured that out.
No, just Bobby.
Just Bobby. Sorry.
All right, we need a break. When we return, you'll hear Jewel will be on the show. Yours truly and Jack Oliver will talk to Jewel, who just a tremendous musical talent, coming to Wichita next Monday at the Orpheum Theater. Back in a minute. This is The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.